or dead.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Just a Check. Apankani ni Kenyamat. You're listening to Power FM Lusaka 91.3 FM.
Non-stop hits. All day, every day. Power FM.
I'm on a believe.
Feel the energy. Live the vibe. Power FM.
When you feel something like this, I want to shoot, I never miss.
What's up, Unit of Vibes? It's your girl, PNC Princess Natasha Chansa, and you are listening to the Power Breakfast Show with Shekana and Fortress.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Office of the Auditor General clarifies Grant Thornton's involvement in RDA audit.
Bank of Zambia withdraws 94% of old banknotes from circulation 20 days before they cease to be legal tender.
Amnesty calls on Ivory Coast to release unjustly arrested election protesters.
In international, rather in sports news, Luanda Mina set to name squad for Botswana Four Nations tournament.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and with Ibanez every day, I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
The Office of the Auditor General has clarified that the appointment of the Grant Thornton Management and Chartered Accountants in September 2024 to undertake the audit of the Road Development Agency's financial statements for the period ending 31st December 2024 through to 2026 followed a transparent procurement process. Acting Auditor General Dr. Ron Mwambwa said the process involved competitive bidding in which four other private audit firms also participated, emphasizing that in 2024, Grant Thornton was not the only private audit firm engaged by the office. He added that several other private audit firms were similarly subcontracted to conduct audits for various statutory bodies on behalf of the Office of the Auditor General. Mr. Mwambwa explains that engaging private audit firms in this manner forms part of the office's normal operational practice, particularly where resource or time constraints arise, adding that such appointment in question should not be regarded as unusual but rather as part of the routine execution of the office's statutory mandate. The AG's clarification follows a social media post by Patriotic Front member of Central Committee, Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba, concerning the confirmation of account balances and engagement of Grant Thornton, a private audit firm, to audit the financial statement of the Road Development Agency, RDA.
And within a separate development this morning, former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Sichinga has urged Zambians to prioritize quality and competent leaders ahead of this year's general elections. Speaking on Power FM's Voice of the People, Mr. Sichinga appealed to the electorates to elect leaders who possess deep understanding of the country's developmental goals, emphasizing the need to scrutinize individuals offering themselves for public office beyond their basic education qualifications, personal attributes, and leadership abilities. The former minister, who is also the vice president of the People's Pact Alliance, noted that it is essential for leaders to demonstrate a high level of intellectual capacity and knowledge to effectively guide the nation. Mr. Sichinga further called on electorates to scrutinize campaign promises from people aspiring for leadership.
Since we are going to be electing leaders this year, I am making an appeal to the Zambian people. Please, 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 make sure that you elect people who have an understanding. Quality of the leaders, their attributes, their ability to be able to guide the country, to understand both the constitutional, the legal, as well as the issues of that have to do with their personal astute stand, their own understanding, their own knowledge, so that people can, when they are making the choices, they are going to make informed choices.
In another special development, 94% of old banknotes has been withdrawn from circulation as of January 31st, 20 days before they cease to be legal tender. The Bank of Zambia is hopeful that the exchange and use of the remaining banknotes will increase, aiming to collect nearly 100% by the end of the cash exchange period. The central bank further mentioned that under statutory instrument number 9, no extension to the deadline may be granted, hence urging public to exchange their old notes within the remaining time. According to a notice on the BOZ's Facebook page monitored by Power FM News, the remaining notes total approximately 0.83 million kwacha.
The United Party for National Development, UPND, Livingston Youth Chairperson, Gerald Kuyewana, has expressed concern over the continued low youth participation in government empowerment initiatives. Mr. Kuyewana attributed the situation to a lack of attention to informative programs aimed at engaging young people. Speaking within an interview with Partham Livingston, Mr. Kuyewana said information about opportunities such as loans and empowerment initiatives is available, but most youths prefer entertainment over educational or policy-related content. He said many young people rarely follow news or public affairs programs where important information about government initiatives is shared. Mr. Kuyewana noted that platforms such as the National Assembly of Zambia broadcasts provide updates on policies and development programs, but few youths take time to follow these discussions. He urged young people to take a greater interest in programs that can help build them and build their future rather than focusing mainly on entertainment.
Yes, the challenge we have, like I said, that most youth don't pay to informative programs. That's the challenge I have. Not that information is not available, they don't pay attention. Mm-hmm. As government youth would say, and I didn't know, let me tune in and listen to news. Very few, okay? In fact, sometimes they're watching news, ah, this is boring. He goes to watch football. No, my news play. You are a Chelsea supporter following Chelsea, but there are very serious programs being presented. Look, I would ask youth, Parliament TV is always live. How many youths pay attention to say you are listening to Parliament TV or listen to Parliament Radio, where policies are announced, where programs are announced? MPs usually ask these issues in Parliament, but most of these youths are not paying attention. So that's the challenge that I have, not that information is not available. Most youths find the informative programs as boring.
In international news, Amnesty International is calling on Ivory Coast to release of dozens of people arrested during protests linked to October's presidential election. Alassane Ouattara won a contested fourth term after two leading opposition candidates were barred from running. The election campaign was marked by protests and a harsh crackdown by authorities. Amnesty said some of those detained are being held only because they were in the vicinity of the unrest. Among them are three women in the advanced stages of pregnancy, the rights group said. A lawyer for the women said they were arrested when going about their daily business and had been severely affected, both mentally and physically. A spokesperson for the government said it is building a state governed by the rule of law and that those arrested had committed offences. In 2016, Ouattara changed the country's constitution, limiting presidents to two terms in office.
And still within international news this particular morning, the new Ghanaian citizens took the oath of allegiance on Monday at a swearing-in ceremony in Accra. Once a central part of the transatlantic slave trade, Ghana has become a prime destination for members of historical diaspora wanting to reclaim their heritage. We monitored African News.
New Ghanaian citizens taking the oath of allegiance on Monday at a swearing-in ceremony in Accra. Ghana has become a prime destination for descendants of the transatlantic slave trade wanting to reclaim their heritage.
We believe that reconnecting Africa and her diaspora heals historical wounds and unleashes new possibilities for global cooperation, cultural renewal, and economic transformation.
In the last 10 years, Ghana has sworn in more than 1,000 new citizens. And for them, the ceremony represents more than a legal process.
So it means so much to me.
I feel elated. I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for what?
Last month, Ghana temporarily suspended new citizenship applications, saying it was working to make the process more accessible and more efficient.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus.
The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, The Power FM.